This is the Music History Today podcast for March 31st. On today's show, Jimi Hendrix burns his guitar, the single is introduced, and Angus and two classical composers celebrate birthdays. First up, though, as everybody else reminds you, please hit that thumbs up button, subscribe, hit the notification bell, leave a comment, and share the podcast if you're listening to the audio version or if you're watching this video on YouTube or Spotify Video. They tell me it helps with the algorithm. Now, with all that said, let's get to what happened on this date in music history. On this date in 1923, the first dance marathon happened in New York City. The marathons, which were contests where dance couples would dance as long as they could with the last one standing winning the contest and a prize, became a huge pop culture trend during the roaring 1920s. For the record, the winner of the first one danced for 27 straight hours. In 1949, RCA introduced the world to the 45 RPM record, better known as the single. In 1956, Brenda Lee performed on television for the first time in America. In 1957, CBS television showed a live performance of the musical Cinderella, which starred Julie Andrews. In 1957, same day, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis went on tour in South America. In 1967, Jimi Hendrix burned his guitar on stage for the first time. He also suffered minor burns from doing it and had to go to the hospital afterwards. Didn't stop him from doing it at his shows, including his now legendary performance and doing it at the Monterey Rock Festival. In 1967, same day, the Beatles recorded the song Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. In 1971, the Johnny Cash television show ended. In 1972, the Beatles official fan club ended. In 1982, the Doobie Brothers broke up. They would reunite in 1987. In 2000, the movie about a record store manager, High Fidelity, starring John Cusack, premiered. In 2011, singer Michael Bublé married actress and model Luisano Lopilato, and in 2021, Paul Simon sold his song catalog to Sony Music Publishing. Albums that were released on March 31st include in 1969 when Led Zeppelin released Led Zeppelin 1 in Great Britain. In 1970, Three Dog Night released It Ain't Easy. In 1972, Deep Purple released Machine Head. In 1976, Led Zeppelin released Presence. In 1978, Heatwave released Central Heating. Also on that same day, Paul McCartney and Wings released London Town. In 1980, The Scorpions released Animal Magnetism. Also on that same day, Genesis released Duke. In 1986, Culture Club released From Luxury to Heartache. In 1987, the Smiths released Louder Than Bombs, and the Thompson Twins released Close to the Bone. In 1992, Body Count released their self-titled album. Def Leppard released Adrenalize. Bruce Springsteen released Human Touch and also the album Lucky Town. In 1997, Celine Dion released The Collection 1982 to 1988. In 1998, Daz Dillinger released Retaliation, Revenge, and Get Back. In 1998, same day, Duran Duran released Night Visions, the essential Duran Duran. In 2003, The Roots released Phrenology. In 2008, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, better known as OMD, released Live, Architecture and Moralities and More. In 2009, Cheap Trick released Playlist, The Very Best of Cheap Trick. Also on that same day, Leonard Cohen released Live in London, and Leonard Skinner released Live at the Cardiff Capitol Theater. In 2015, Ringo Starr released Postcards from Paradise, and Van Halen released Tokyo Dome Live in Concert. And in 2017, Bob Dylan released Triplicate. Singles that were released on March 31st include in 1958 when Chuck Berry released the classic song, the influential Johnny B. Good. In 1980, the J. Geils Band released Love Stinks. In 1996, Michael Jackson released They Don't Care About Us. In 2009, the Black Eyed Peas released Boom Boom Pow. In 2014, Rita Ora released I Will Never Let You Down. And in 2016, Galantis released No Money. In classical music, in 1841, Robert Schumann debuted his first symphony in B. In 1883, Cesar Franck's poem for orchestra, The Accursed Huntsman, was performed for the first time. And in 1909, the New York Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Gustav Mahler for the first time. In theater, in 1943, the musical Oklahoma premiered on Broadway. And in award ceremonies that were held on March 31st, in 1979, Israel won the Eurovision Song Contest, and in 2001, Acker Bilk received an MBE from Queen Elizabeth II. Before we get to the births and passings, we'd like to tell you that we've rebooted the Music Halls of Fame podcast, where we honor a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, along with who we think should be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we also honor another Music Hall of Fame or Walk of Fame. The new full podcast will be released every Thursday, along with extra segments that will be released almost daily on our YouTube channel. You can find the Music Halls of Fame podcast on its own channel on YouTube, or search the Music Halls of Fame podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Links to the podcasts are also in the show notes. Now, back to the Music History Today podcast. Artists who were born on March 31st include Angus Young of AC/DC, singer-songwriter-producer Jack Antonoff, classical composer Johann Sebastian Bach. Ah, Bach. Also, legendary classical composer Franz Joseph Haydn. Also, singer Lexi Walker, singer and actor Richard Chamberlain, singer and actress Shirley Jones, singer John D. Loudermilk, Herb Albert of Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, guitarist Hugh McCracken, Mick Ralphs of Mott the Hoople, Rod Allen of the Fortunes, Robert Holmes of Till Tuesday, Thys Van Leer of Focus, Tony Brock of The Tubes, Al Nickel of The Turtles, Dave Bickler of Survivor, guitarist Ryan Bingham, rapper Tony Yayo from G-Unit, rapper J-Rock, George Listing of Tokyo Hotel, country singer Lefty Frizzell, guitarist Lowell Fulson, vibraphonist Red Norvo, rapper Big Syke, singer Anita Carter, blues singer Papa Chubby, singer Michelle Nicastro, folk singer Sawyer Fredericks, singer Donia, singer Tamar, singer Holly Henry, singer Tommy Heath, rapper Pow Fu, Greg Martin of Kentucky Headhunters, Sean Hopper of Huey Lewis and the News, Al Goodman of Ray Goodman and Brown, Eric Turner of Warrant, Stefan Olsdahl of Placebo, and Pat McGlynn of the Bay City Rollers. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 31st include composer Johann Christoph Bach, not to be confused with Johann Sebastian Bach. Johann Christoph Bach passed away in 1703 at the age of 60. The singer known as the Black Swan, who performed at Buckingham Palace for Queen Victoria, Miss Elizabeth Taylor Greenfield, passed away in 1876 at the age of 57. Violinist Heinrich Wieniawski passed away in 1880 at the age of 44. Composer Gaetano Gaspari passed away in 1881 at the age of 73. Composer Franz Abbott passed away in 1885 at the age of 65. Composer Philipp Faubach the Elder passed away in 1885 at the age of 69. Composer Giovanni Rossi passed away in 1886 at the age of 57. Composer Adolf Repko passed away in 1892 at the age of 66. Composer John Steiner passed away in 1901 at the age of 60. Composer Alfred de Senclos passed away in 1971 at the age of 59. Composer Kurt Thomas passed away in 1973 at the age of 68. Singer O'Kelly Isley of the Isley Brothers passed away in 1986 from a heart attack at the age of 48. Composer Talib Hakim passed away in 1988 at the age of 48. Jazz clarinetist John Carter passed away in 1991 at the age of 61. Lyricist Mitchell Parrish passed away in 1993 at the age of 92. Bluegrass musician Carl Story of the Rambling Mountaineers passed away in 1995 at the age of 78. Singer-songwriter Selena, known as the Queen of Tejano music, was killed by her fan club manager in 1995 at the age of 23. Singer and songwriter Jeffrey Pierce of the Gun Club passed away in 1996 at the age of 37. Composer Arthur Cunningham passed away in 1997 at the age of 68. Singer Tommy Seebach of Sir Henry and His Butlers passed away in 2003 at the age of 53. Composer Emmanuel Gent passed away in 2003 at the age of 77. Jazz saxophonist Jackie McLean passed away in 2006 at the age of 74. Country singer Mel McDaniel passed away in 2011 at the age of 68. Legendary DJ and record producer Frankie Knuckles, the man who popularized house music at the Warehouse nightclub in Chicago, Illinois during the 1980s, passed away from diabetes in 2014 at the age of 59. Rapper Nipsey Hussle was shot and killed in 2019 at the age of 33. Jazz trumpet player Wallace Roney passed away from COVID-19 in 2020 at the age of 59. Opera conductor Zoltan Pesco passed away in 2020 at the age of 83. And singer-songwriter Christina passed away in 2020 from COVID-19 at the age of 64. And that is it for the Music History Today podcast for March 31st. Thank you very, very much for listening, if you're listening on the podcast, or if you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify video. As always, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and share this podcast. And if you like this podcast and you want more of our podcasts, then I invite you to check out our Music Halls of Fame podcast in either audio or video form. It drops every single Thursday. You can listen to the audio version of this podcast on Apple, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, wherever you get your podcast from, all under Music History Today. You can also watch the video version of this podcast on either YouTube or Spotify video, also under Music History Today. Our Facebook page is Music History Today. Our website is jamaritaniamedia.com. And our Twitter is twitter.com/musichistoryday. Thank you very, very much for listening or watching.